proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, Alex Sianga, the headlines. Levy Mwanawasa medical uni visit to be included in the national student loan scheme. Zambian kwacha forming shape against dollar. ECOWAS chief makes surprise visit to Burkina Faso. And mixed martial arts Zambia secures government backing for world championship. Now the news in detail. United Party for National Development, UPND Secretary General Batuka Emenda has dismissed media reports attributed to the party Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda, suggesting that the UPND is calling on long-serving members of parliament to step aside for new aspirant. Mr. Emenda clarified the adoption of parliamentary candidate is not determined by the party secretariat. The process involves broader consultation across all party structures, beginning at the ward, constituency, district, provincial level and the National Management Committee. He says the secretariat has no mandate to decide who stands and who doesn't. The matter are handled by the committee after due process and recommendation from the lower party organs. Mr. Emenda says the committee has not issued any official position regarding the mode of adoption of who should be adopted for the 2026 general election. The Socialist Party SP has condemned the alleged adoption of the party official by alleged United Party for National Development UPND cadres at Ndeke polling station in Chibulula ward of Mpulungu district in Northern Province. Speaking in a statement, SP General Secretary Cosmas Musumali says Namutoya Kafumbi was allegedly adopted at 11 hours today at the SP camp. Mr. Musumali says the adopters were driving three vehicles, namely white Toyota Hilux, Toyota Quantum and a Nissan Novera. On board were alleged UPND cadres who started harassing and insulting SP members and in the process adopted Kafumbi. He says the matter has been reported to Pulungu police and the alleged adopters were demanding a ransom of 5,000 and has been heard. The police have been listening to the conversation and the demands.
In these three vehicles were UPND cadres that started harassing and insulting our people. In that process, they also abducted our comrade. And this group of abductees has since been calling, demanding a ransom fee of 5,000 kwacha. And we have reported the issue to Mpulungu police. A comrade of ours is at Mpulungu police right now. And as they are making the demands to be paid a 5,000 kwacha, the police has been listening to some of these demands. And we are appealing to ECZ HQ that we are trying to contact now, to the police headquarters and to senior community leaders in Mpulungu, and especially those near Chibulula ward, that this is unacceptable and it must not be tolerated. Action must be taken and punishment must be meted on the people.
UNICAP Vice Chancellor Crispin Mushumbwa says there is need for more stakeholders' collaboration in the conservation of the environment. Speaking during officiating at the UNICAP SA Award organized in conjunction with the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, Ms. Mushumbwa says the essay writing competition aimed to create more awareness on environmental conservation, especially among youth. Ms. Mushumbwa says the University Carbon Natural Camps in Lusaka is one of its kind that speaks to UNICAF's dedication to global education and environmental sustainability. She called on the public to take interest in issues to do with environment conservation and sustainability and take care of the environment.
Very, very important, and so important to UNICAF University, because at UNICAF University, the campus that we are here at is a carbon neutral campus of the 21st century, which stands as a testament actually to UNICAF's dedication to global education and environmental sustainability. And so the initiative of asking the young people to write an essay is one way of us trying to get the people know about the environment and the importance of ensuring that the environment is actually sustained and it can can only be sustained by the very citizens of the nation, and this especially the young people need to know, because they are the future actually of this nation. So the event that we've had today is very important.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga says the Zambian kwacha has appreciated this week, trading stronger against the United States dollar and other major currencies. In a statement, Mr. Chisanga says the local unit firmly from levels around 23.8 per dollar at the start of the week to approximately 23 per dollar, 23.4, reflecting renewed market confidence. Mr. Chisanga says the improved foreign exchange inflows, largely from the copper exports and other remittances, have boosted liquidity on the market, while moderated inflation levels have strengthened the country's real interest rate position, making the kwacha more attractive. Mr. Chisanga adds that easing demand for foreign currency for imports and debt obligation has helped reduce pressure on the local unit. Collectively, the development have boosted both market and investor sentiment, supporting the kwacha rebound. He says the trend is encouraging, and economists, stakeholders are advised to maintain cautions. Optimism, sustained currency stability will require consistent policy implementation, enhanced export earning, and continued effort in diversifying the economy. Citizen First Party Media Director and Communication says there is nothing special about the government delivering ambulances, as it is the government's fundamental duty. Speaking to One Love Radio News, CF Media Director and Communication Officer Innocent Lupia says there is nothing special to celebrate about ambulances, stating that as population grows, it means that needs also grow naturally. Mr. Lupia says government is supposed to provide public goods, and one of them is provisions of ambulances through the health service, among others. He says it is the government's duty to also create an enabling environment for people who want to do business and create employment.
There's nothing to celebrate about ambulances. You understand? Because as population grows, naturally, it means that needs also grow. So to meet or to keep that gap in the population, we continually have to provide social services, and one of them, provision of ambulances through the health service. Health service, education service, social services, social welfare. They are always given to the government because that's the charge of the government. So even if, for example, we are on autopilot, we have no president, the government of the day is bound to provide such duties, to provide such amenities, public goods, roads, health, schools, health posts.
Meanwhile, the United for Better Zambia UBZ president Hector Sondo says it is a fake story that blind poor citizens, stating that President Hakainde Hichilema thinks Zambians are naive. Mr. Sondo says the president cannot cheat, that any time he goes out he will bring sweet to the citizens, but next year there will be no lies as he will be leaving office. The Ministry of Education says starting with the 2026 academic year, Levi Mwanawasa Medical University will officially become the 10th public university included in the National Student Loan Scheme. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, Minister of Education Douglas Shakalima says the development marks a major step towards the ministry commitment to ensuring that no aspiring student is left behind due to financial constraint. Mr. Shakalima says eligible students at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University will be able to apply for comprehensive financial support, which includes tuition fees, accommodation fees, meal allowance, research allowance, book allowance, and insurer premium covering death, permanent disability, and medical allowances. He says the applicants will be able to select their level of support, either 100%, 75%, 50%, or 25%, based on their financial needs and circumstances.
Applicants will be able to select their level of support, either 100%, 75%, or 25%, based on their financial needs and circumstances. This flexible model ensures that we can reach more students while maintaining sustainability. As of today, over 44,000 students are benefiting from the student loan scheme across 9 public universities, namely Chalimana University, Copperbelt University, Kapasa Makasa University, Mukuba University, Murungushi University, Palavana University, University of Zambia, Zambia University College of Technology, and Kwame Nkrumah University.
We have more in foreign news and sports news after.